Monroe Regional Airport is among 200 sites listed for potential cuts if federal sequestration takes place. The Department of Transportation released the names of airports under consideration for reductions if a budget agreement cannot be reached by the end of the week. The plans would cut an estimated $600 million from the department's expenditures for the remainder of the fiscal year. Monroe Regional Airport Director Ron Phillips says personnel cuts would be a part of the reduction plan.
The cuts will impact the air traffic controllers and also possibly TSA.
If no agreement is made by Friday, furloughs, elimination of overnight shifts, and possible closures of some facilities would occur to address the budget issue. Cuts would begin to be implemented on the department's list, which Phillips says would affect personnel and passengers.
We'll probably see within a few weeks, probably furloughs of some controllers. Now, that's totally under the FAA's control. Given that, you know, we'll probably see some delays in the flight.
Some airport officials have expressed concern about not having air traffic control operations at some time of day because of cuts. Phillips says in a worst-case scenario where the Monroe Tower is closed, air traffic operations would be handled by the Fort Worth Center.